This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 4th. God's word to you today is in alignment. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 8:51, and it says, "When they arrived at the house, Jesus wouldn't let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, James, and the little girl's father and mother." Over the past few days, we have been learning about the things that lift up from Mark 5:21 to 42. The first thing that lifts up is initiative, and the second is personal prophecy. One prayer we often pray in God's favorite house is, "If God has put it in your heart, he will put it in your hands." During one of our worship experiences, Reverend Kole Oluwafoyeku said, "For us to lay hold of things with our hands, we have to receive things first in our spirits." That is true. However, before it comes to your hands, you have to speak it through your mouth. The mouth is a bridge. Your mouth has to create it. The third thing that lifts up is good company. One problem a lot of people have is they keep bad company and expect things to turn out good. It does not work like that. You are the average of the three people you spend the most time with. Do not get me wrong. There is value spending time with people that you are mentoring, people that are younger than you or even lower than you. But it means that you have to spend more time with God and with people that are higher than you. You are the average of the three people you spend the most time with. Bad company will definitely take you down. You can take that to the bank. But my prayer is that you will not go down, because you will change bad company today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. One problem with bad company, the wrong company, is that it upholds the status quo. Mark 5:38 from the New International Version says, "When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly." These people were just upholding the child's death, so much so that when Jesus said she was only sleeping, they began to laugh. Can you imagine that? The same people began to laugh because they really had no desire for the girl to be resurrected. Their primary business there was to mourn. They were professional mourners. You need to get rid of bad company. That was what Jesus did with these people. He sent all of them out. Jesus had got rid of the bad crowd. However, it is not enough to get rid of bad company alone. You have to institute good company. Jesus brought in Peter, James, John, and the parents of the girl. Peter, James, and John were aligned with Jesus, and the parents' desire was for the girl to live. Jesus brought in positive people that believe in the child's future. Everything in your life is like a child with a future. If you surround it with people that believe in its future, it will resurrect regardless. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, let the words of my mouth and the company that I keep be in alignment with God's plan, his heart, and his purposes for my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.